Kia ora, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Cancer Kōrero. Mandy, how are you?
Oh, kia ora. I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
That's awesome. I am brilliant. Today, we're going to be talking about some tips for staying healthy over the summer, because we've just been through a whole December, January full of it.
Yeah.
And it's still nice out there.
It's still good, isn't it? So summer is absolutely my favourite time of year. Are you a summer person or a winter person?
Summer, definitely, summer, yeah. Depending, though, if it's too hot, then maybe not. Yeah. Depends on the temperature, honestly.
A temperate summer, a good moderate summer, we are all here for that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to talk today about how to avoid that festive weight gain, or that, you know, that if we've been overindulging over summer, it's been good times, it's when people often get together, there's more barbecues, there's more frantic socialising.
Yeah.
As we get older and our metabolism slows down, we can't quite tuck away all the treats the way we used to without consequence. So, I mean, I live with some real foodies, like my husband and my daughter, they live for savoury snacks, so they're all about the chippies, the cheese. Are you a sweet or a savoury person?
I'd say savoury, definitely.
Are you? Yeah, okay.
100%.
So they love, cheese, olives, all the... all the savoury kind of snacky, salty things, whereas I am obsessed with chocolate.
Yeah.
So it's been a lifelong obsession. I can't see me stopping anytime soon. So I'd like to talk about balance today.
Yeah, you know, balance,
Not about starving yourself, particularly at this time of year when there is a lot of extra social stuff going on.
Yeah. So what are your top tips today then for that?
Plan ahead. Like if you're out for the day, pack a healthy snack so you're not going to be tempted to grab some junk when you're out and about.
Yeah.
Choose some fresh fruit or yogurt or some nuts or something little and portable. It's going to be lighter on your wallet than grabbing like a latte and a giant scone or a pie or something. And don't forget your water bottle, so you're not tempted to buy a whole lot of drinks.
Yeah, definitely. Especially the price of it these days.
Yeah,
I was somewhere and it was like $5 for a bottle of water the other day. I was like...
That's crazy. Yeah, so don't forget that water bottle. Don't be suckered into paying for water.
Yeah, 100%.
If you're out socialising and you've been asked to bring a plate somewhere, be the one that takes some fruit or veggie sticks and a low-fat dip or some hummus or something. You'll actually be surprised how quickly that stuff will disappear.
Yeah.
Just because probably no one else has thought to bring it. So.
Yeah, exactly.
So, think about, you know, taking something healthy. And when you're at the supermarket, learn your labels. We were talking about that the other week. Be careful about food labels that claim fat-free, sugar-free, high fibre, all the stars. Get in the habit of checking your sugar content or your fat content or your salt content on your labels. A no-fat product is going to be loaded up with fillers to make up for having no fat in it. It's going to have extra sugar and chemicals to replicate that flavour of fat, that mouthfeel that you get with a higher fat product. So just be aware. Look for good fats such as olive oil or avocados in products. If you can, choose some reduced fat foods, so like your dairy or spreads or low-fat salad dressings or mayo or whatever, but not necessarily no fat, because once again, it's going to have other fillers and other chemicals in it. So just getting into the habit of, in the supermarket, being a little bit slower maybe to go around until you know what's in the products that you get in.
And maybe not too much from the confectionery aisle.
I mean, it's the old cliche. Every supermarket, you start with the veggies, the fruit. They never put things like bread and milk together, because otherwise people just run in and run out, right?
Yeah.
There's a deliberate way that our supermarkets are structured.
And
if you look in our Waikanae supermarkets, you'll find that the sugary drinks do not appear in just one place. They often are across the supermarket in about five different locations.
Yeah, especially, and it's because as a younger person, you walk in, you walk past the first one, it's a bit too expensive. Then the second one comes along, maybe. By the time it's the third, you've already got it in your hand.
Exactly, and that's a deliberate ploy. The more times you have to walk past something, the less likely you are to turn it down.
Yeah.
So, you know, looking with those sugary drinks or whatever, the supermarkets are all over that. That's a really deliberate thing that they do.
And what about day-to-day eating habits?
So here's a cliche for you. Caution with your portions. So don't heap your food on a plate except vegetables or fruit. Try and eat five portions of fruit and veg a day if you can. A portion can be what's in the size of the palm of your hand. and choose smaller plates. Like if you're out somewhere and you're looking at a bit of portion control, maybe you're not going to choose those beautiful big, you know, restaurant plates. Some of those dinner plates are absolutely enormous. They look really pretty,
yeah,
you know, the food arranged, but if you take a smaller plate, it's going to probably control or work to help to control your portion size.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Put a variety of foods on in your smaller plate and try not to go back for seconds. If you have a large variety of food, you're more likely to eat more, so maybe just keep to a few different types of food. Focus on your food. Don't have your phone here while you're eating. Endless scrolling while you're eating is going to impact how much you enjoy your food, how much you might overeat. Slow down and enjoy the company at the dinner table if you can. Don't eat on the go. I mean, we've all been guilty of that, like having a munch in the car or whatever, or while watching TV. Try to avoid that.
Yeah, I'm very guilty of that one.
Yeah, yeah. I think we all can be. Again, just avoid that mindless scrolling. And in our house, if we're sitting down as a family for dinner, there's no phones at the table.
Same. Yeah. I think, just a standard rule.
Yeah, and I don't think that's too unrealistic, you know, that the phone's there for our convenience, not anyone else's. So, you know, we just make sure we have that time together when we can.
Definitely.
It's not always perfect, but, you know,
yeah,
just make an attempt with that one.
And where we are in the world, New Zealand, what are some recommendations?
Yeah, okay, so compared to the Northern Hemisphere, like where it's cold and wintry and miserable at the moment, we've got lots of delicious summer fruits and vegetables. We've got all the stone fruit in season, your plums, peaches, nectarines, cherries. We've got things like our cucumbers, tomatoes, zucchini, lots of lovely fruit and veggies that's in season at the moment, and going to be cheaper when it's in season, right?
Yeah, so
definitely. Load up. Corn is really cheap, apricots. I wouldn't say watermelon's cheap, but it's delicious. It's not super cheap like it used to be. And that's going to make it easy for us to make those fresh salads and that fresh fruit and veggies, making that part of our everyday choices because it's not cold. So we're not going to feel like a really big stodgy meal and a whole lot of carbs and a whole lot of meat. It's going to, because it's summer, it's going to make it easier for us to make those lighter choices, I think.
Yeah, definitely. You know, actually recently I went up to a strawberry farm.
Oh, how good is that?
Oh, it's so good. The real fruit ice cream they've always got. Yep. So amazing.
Yeah, no, that's, I've heard about that place.
Yeah, definitely something for everyone to go to in summer. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so when it comes to treat foods, not saying don't have them, we're saying just think about them and how you can make small manageable changes. So if you normally get a 3-scoop ice cream, then maybe just have a 1-scoop ice cream.
Yeah.
Choose foods that are associated with a healthier body weight. So thinking about, again, we talked before about wholemeal bread, salads over white bread or garlic bread. I mean, that's hard because who doesn't love garlic bread?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's a perfect side to
it is,
everything.
Isn't it? I think it's pretty universal, right? So, but just, you know, think about how much butter might be on that garlic bread.
Yeah.
If you like biscuits, like I do, maybe think about oat slices or something with, you know, you can make your own slices or treats or biscuits with less sugar in them.
Yeah.
So prioritise things with oats in it over shortbread biscuits. Roasted nuts over chips. I mean, you know, chippies they're one of those trigger foods. They're often, you have so many more than you think.
Yeah.
You might like intend to take a handful out of the bag, but I certainly know with the savoury people in my house that, you know, a handful becomes a big bag.
Yeah.
Really quickly, and they don't even realise.
Yeah, what I used to do, because I used to eat a bunch of just, like, I'd buy, like, $2 packets of crackers, barbecue crackers or something, and then it was just getting to the point where it was too much. So, yeah, I started making crackers, I know, cheese on crackers, for example, with tomato
Very good,
relish.
I'm impressed,
Instead of just buying the cheap
buying
stuff
a packet,
and scoffing it down. Yeah.
Yeah. Choosing things like turkey or chicken over salami.
Yeah.
Shrimps, prawns and other seafood or chicken over sausages. Just if you can think about, you know, some treat foods and how you might want to swap them to a lower salt, lower sugar, lower fat option.
Yeah, nah, definitely. Is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners today?
Some tips for increasing physical activity over summer. I think we could cover off that. We've done a bit on food, right? So leverage outdoor summer activities. So when the weather's better, you might be more interested in going swimming or kayaking or doing good old water aerobics or, you know, whatever you're into, low impact, full body exercise.
Yeah.
you're going to be more likely to go out for errands in summer, and you're going to be, you know, more likely to go, oh, well, I'll just walk to the shops, or I'll just walk here, or park your car further away in the car park, and just that little bit of lifestyle activity.
Yeah.
It's going to be easier to do that if you can walk or scoot or ride a bike or skateboard, whatever, somewhere to a local destination instead of just automatically defaulting to getting in the car and thinking, oh, it might be 3 minutes up the road, but, you know.
Yeah.
Think about, you know, active transport.
Mm.
Think about doing gardening and maintenance. You know, it's a time of year if you need to paint or get outside or mow the lawn or, you know, no one, well, I don't know, but I don't really like weeding. I'm not a fan, but, you know, when the weather's better, I'm more likely to get outside and do some.
Mm.
I like the look of it when it's done, but I don't actually enjoy it. But, you know, go and explore nature, go on hikes or walks.
Oh, big one, yeah, definitely.
And we've got such beautiful walks in our community. Like, I went up Hemi, I hadn't been up in ages, but I really enjoyed it. It was a really cool, it was a really cool thing to do. I really, you know, really enjoyed it. We've got Nico on the old main road. That's a really short, sharp walk. Have you done that one?
No, I haven't. The only ones I've done is Hemi, a couple down Ricky, and yeah, that's it.
No, there's some really cool walks that we can go on locally.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do, oh, what was it, the escarpment track.
That's that's a good one. I've done that a couple of times.
It's just long.
It's long, and it's a lot of steps. My tip would be at this time of year, it's going to be hot. There's no shade.
That's why I haven't done it yet. I'm too bit too scared to go.
Oh, it's a really cool walk, but I would go early so it's not too hot and you're not going to get sunburnt. And there's a lot of people on that walk.
Yeah, and you wouldn't really expect it. No, it doesn't look like it would, but then when you get up there, I've heard from my mates who have been.
There's a lot.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, another thing also I want to add that I do, because my mum, she owns a horse. Awesome. So that's one thing that I'll go do. You know, I'll go with her sometimes, and just being, especially with a horse, it's something to do, obviously, with nature and with other animals. But I feel like animals isn't that big one, going out walks with your dog or something.
That's a really good one. I hadn't thought to add that, but you're right. Anything, we have to get outside with our pets, right? If you've got a horse or a dog, they need your attention.
100%.
There's no excuse for not getting outside and being in the fresh air with them, particularly over summer. Yeah. And it can be a social thing.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, especially, horse riding is a big social thing.
Yeah. So walk and talk as well. That's another thing. So maybe you go on a walk with somebody. You're not just putting a brick in each hand and stomping up a hill.
Mm.
Maybe you make it a time to catch up with friends, or you need the moral support. Maybe you're getting back into your fitness and having someone to kind of motivate you. That can help. You know, if someone's holding you accountable. You can create a walk-only playlist. So have a really upbeat. Or I find if I'm in the gym, I find like a really high RPM. Really high, like a fast beat.
BPM,
not RPM. What's that? I've just made that up.
RPM, revs per minute. I think that's
I think that's a car thing. Yeah, beats per minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I find that helps. That helps with my motivation, something to get my legs turning on a bike or on the treadmill. So,
yeah,
it helps with a bit of the motivation side of things. Yeah, you've mentioned pets and kids. Get out to the dog park or go and see your horse. If you've got younger siblings or younger relatives, maybe have a water fight or get outside and chase around with them, play tag, whatever.
Used to do that a lot when I was younger.
Yeah, how good is that? Or, you know, I remember my kids used to like spotlight when it was dark if they had mates over and run around the garden with a torch.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of stuff. Or you could do a treasure hunt. You could use apps for geocaching or get out there with a metal detector or just go and, you know, just get outdoors.
Yeah, I remember geocaching. That was a big, they used to be massive.
It did. It's kind of died a bit. But
It has, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, maybe we can bring it back.
Yeah, exactly.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I mentioned before with the escarpment, but it's probably a good thing to think about, you know, in other walks as well, but timing your outings.
Mm.
Like, we know that the hottest time of the day is between 12 and 3, so maybe you want to avoid that. A sunrise or a sunset walk is going to be probably a little bit more peaceful and a little bit cooler.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Take your water bottle.
Yeah, 100% water. Yeah.
Water very before, important. During and after.
Yeah.
Even if you don't feel thirsty, keep drinking. Dress appropriately. It's probably not the time of year for a really thick hoodie or polypropylene, like leggings or whatever. You know, just dress for the time of year.
Yeah.
And if it is too hot, go indoors, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, in your gym or even walk around your local shopping mall.
Yeah.
You know, just you're not going to have to worry about being sun smart. You're going to be under the aircon, so.
Yeah.
So we've kind of mentioned, you know, if the weather is good, people are more inclined to get out for a walk or some exercise. They're also probably more inclined to sit around on the deck and have a few drinks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely summer vibe, I feel like, for a lot of people.
Yeah. So something you might want to consider is limiting fruit juice as well, because there's about 8 teaspoons in a glass, one glass of juice. That's more than a soft drink or a smoothie.
Oh, it's crazy.
That's a lot, right? So we know alcohol is also high in calories, and, you know, there's an impact, there's a cancer risk around alcohol. So I'd suggest limit your intake. Maybe you're on a new year, new me health kick, maybe not. But you might want to think about ways you can reduce your intake. And my tips for that are track your units. Just be aware of your consumption. Like, every bottle or can of alcohol sold in New Zealand should have standard drinks and how many units it contains. So just keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
Create new routines. Maybe you're not going to the pub, or you're going to the cafe and you're not having a drink there. Again, buddy up. Tell somebody you're looking at cutting down your drinking so they can hold you accountable. Drink a glass of water in between alcoholic drinks, or alternate with soft drinks or water. Low-strength alcohols and beers, and alcohol-free versions. Some of them are actually really good now.
Yeah, definitely.
The first ones were a bit, you know, but the now the alcohol-free options, whether it's cider or spirits or beer or wine, you've got all those low-alcohol, zero-alcohol products now.
Yeah.
Smaller glasses sounds really simple, but it's actually a really effective way of, you know, don't get a monster glass, just you know, have a small glass.
Yeah.
Pace yourself, wait till your glass is finished, don't let someone top you up constantly. Avoid rounds. If you're getting into rounds, you're probably more likely to be keeping pace with the group.
Yeah.
Buy your own drinks and control your own pace of drinking.
Yeah.
Some things you might want to think about at home is don't stock up.
Just
if it's
leave
in the house, it's more tempting, right?
Exactly. Only get it if you're going out.
If you're going out, take breaks. Maybe you're going to have several alcohol-free days each week. Prepare responses. Practice saying no if you're anticipating pressure somewhere. For example, my son is a runner, so he's very committed to his sprint training and his athletics. So if he's got a big race on, he's going to be saying no to alcohol, and his mates pretty much respect this.
Yeah.
They know that sport is a big part of his life. So you know,
good,
you can
friends
offer to be the designated driver.
People
will leave you alone if you're the sober D. They will just, there's no one going to be topping up your glass or saying this. Nah. And again, we've mentioned the low alcohol products, which are surprisingly good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the beers aren't too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, hey, thank you so much for coming in today and chatting to you, Mandy.
No worries, thank
you. Good as always. And that was another episode of Cancer Kōrero. We will see you guys next week.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.